Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This program is entitled Tapping Into Your Team's Talent. Now, Tom, this presentation deals with discovering and developing the talent that's often latent within your company's current workforce. As you went through this, what piqued your interest with Diane's program?
Bill, I couldn't help but think of the comment that Dave Ramsey so often uses during his training. He says, a company needs the right people on the bus, and each person on the bus needs to be in the right seat. Placing the wrong person in the wrong job only leads to frustration, which is probably why Diane says 1 in 10 high-potential employees will usually leave a company within a year. Diane also talked about the uses of assessments to evaluate talent of the current employees. Bill, you've worked with DISC assessments for a number of years. What are your thoughts about the use of assessments?
It's actually just more than just working with DISC. Yeah, two members of the Grandy team, myself included, are certified in three different sciences when it comes to this whole area of behavioral communication. We tend to refer to DISC quite often amongst business, but that only deals with how we do things. Really, motivators are going to deal with why we do things. What's the fire in your belly? And then your competencies deal with, really what you have the ability to do. Now, Diane is right. If you try to put a person in a role that doesn't match up with their behavioral style, their motivations, and their competencies, it won't matter how much time, energy, love, or money you put into them, they will never be a superior performer in that role, period. Here's some really good information to apply here. Now, this month's presenter, Diane Bugino, has 3 decades of experience as a coach, a behavioral scientist, and an entrepreneur. Her expertise in human resources and working in a variety of industries affords Diane a perspective for business and teams that truly is rare in the coaching field. Unlike many coaches, Diane understands that addressing a team as a unit and placing a focus on each team member's needs is the only way to achieve full balance, harmony, and productivity for a high-performing team. Diane is also the co-founder of 2 of Atlanta's longest surviving and most popular restaurants, Provino's and Scalini's Italian Restaurant, and is the holder of numerous degrees while authoring 5 different books. And now, tapping into your team's talent is Diane Bugino with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Tapping into your team's talents will require a talent management system for your organization. But is your small to medium-sized organization ready for that? Take this quick 9-question quiz. You don't need anything to write with. Just keep track of your answers. 1. Are you unsure of what talent you need for the future? 2. Have you ever hired someone who aced the interview but didn't work out? 3. Is there a lack of trust in your organization? 4. Do you send people to training yet never see any benefit? 5. Do you have managers with good technical skills yet lack leadership skills? 6. Do you sense a level of role confusion among your talent? 7. Do employees leave you due to a lack of advancement opportunities? 8. Does just the mere mention of change bring moans, groans, and resistance from your staff? 9. If a few key people left the company, would you be in trouble? If you answered yes to one or more of the quiz questions, this might be a great time to look at creating a talent management program. Hello, I'm Diane Bugino, President of Performance Strategies. Tapping into your team's talents falls under the larger umbrella of talent management. You no doubt have been in a training program when the trainer opens the session with the exercise, 2 Truths and a Lie. You will recall that this exercise involves each participant telling 2 truths and 1 lie about his or herself. You might have wondered about the necessity of such an exercise, especially when everyone in the training has been working together in many cases for years. You may believe that such a topic is for larger organizations with hundreds of employees, or that talent management is just the latest buzzword from HR, or you may think that because you have so few employees that you know everyone and you can keep all that information you need to know about your company's talent in your head. Well, I don't know about your head, but that wouldn't work for mine. And still others of you listening may wonder why talent management is important for a small or medium-sized company. Here are four compelling reasons. 1. According to a recent study by Capilleri and Lockwood, effective talent management is one of the most important strategic business leverages organizations can have in today's very competitive and uncertain market. 2. Having a talent management strategy helps increase performance and keep costs low. We as business owners are well aware of the challenges of economic ups and downs and how they can affect a small to medium-sized business. 3. It can prevent talent gaps. 4. Managing talent helps you to better face challenges such as retiring baby boomers, a shortage of skills, or the need for a specific skill set, and multiple generations in the workforce. Let's look at multiple generations briefly. Oftentimes, we make the mistake of pigeonholing age groups into a talent set. Every team member brings value to the table. Some team members are more tech-savvy than others, some are better at handling conflict than others, some are better at problem-solving. Some have a wide range of experiences, and on and on. Different talents cut across the generational spectrum. For example, while I'm no whiz kid when it comes to technology, I've met many far younger who are not as tech-savvy as I am. Some younger people may have more experience at customer service than someone older. So let's clear the table about what generation is better at one thing or the other. When we open our minds to this idea, it allows us to have an unbiased view of our current team in uncovering those with the talent we need. So it's fair to say that your team members do have different talents and skills, and most of the time, I venture to say, many business owners are unaware of the talent currently in-house. You already know that what team members should have are shared values, commitment to the goal, and commitment to one another. What this CD addresses are the specific usable talents that can be put to use to enhance the bottom line, increase employee engagement, and help your employees have meaningful work. So we're going to explore how to set up a talent management plan, mistakes to avoid setting up your management plan, how to make it easy to identify talent you already have on board. So, how does a small organization go about setting up a talent management plan? There is no one-size-fits-all standard here, but some elements to consider are job benchmarking. When a company experiences rapid growth, jobs are often in flux. Situations change rapidly, causing job tasks and targets to vacillate. People become confused, frustrated, and disengaged. This leads to non-productivity. Benchmarking is a great tool for clearing up the confusion. It means letting the job talk. Let the job tell you what it requires for optimal, successful operation. Take the time to do the benchmarking process correctly. This is an important step in talent management. Better hiring, promotion, and using new and current talent effectively all hinge on this process. So let's take the time now to review that process. A. Identify the job to be benchmarked. B. Identify key subject matter experts. C. Subject matter experts meet and identify key accountabilities. D. Prioritize those key accountabilities. E. Assign an approximate percentage of time per week to be spent on each key accountability. And remember, no task should be above 80% of the time. F. To be really clear, fair, unbiased, and to save headaches, use an assessment system for the subject matter experts to respond to. G. Produce a job report. H. Subject matter experts meet to discuss results. I. Produce the final job report. And finally, J. Write the job description. Remember, job descriptions are living documents and meant to change as required. And it's a lot easier and time-saving when you already have them in place. Strategic planning is another element. For some reason, many small business owners think they don't need to do strategic planning, but nothing could be further from the truth. Neglecting strategic planning is a critical mistake. Many who do engage in strategic planning fail to consider talent management as one of the strategies. Think about this. It is, after all, people who carry out your strategic plan. Therefore, if you don't have the right talent in the right place at the right time, you won't have the talent to tap into, and your growth and revenue goals will suffer. Training and development. Look at your strategic plan, decide what talent you will need to tap into for the future, and ensure that people you want to invest in receive that training. You don't have to have a trainer on staff. You can send people to various programs. You can hire a contract trainer only when you need one. You can have your more seasoned employees make training videos, use virtual training, and work with local colleges and universities for certain classes. Mentoring and coaching. Not only is this an inexpensive way to engage two employees, it is a tried and true method that can have a big payoff for both the participating employees and the organization. Another benefit a mentoring coaching program provides is that it can re-engage those who are disengaged and those who are just treading water waiting for retirement. Mentoring can play an important role in developing others as well as strengthening relationships. This goes a long way to influencing feelings of belonging to the organization. So those are ideas on elements to include in your talent management plan. And now let's look at mistakes to avoid. 1. Assuming that high potential employees are highly engaged. Well, the facts are that 1 in 4 of these high potential employees intends to leave your employment within the year. 1 in 3 admits to not putting full effort into the job. 1 in 5 has a disconnect between their aspirations and what your organization may or may not have planned for them. 2. Equating high potentials to future potential. While it's true that low performers will probably never have high potential, it's wrong to assume that a high performer will be a valuable contributor in a future role. 70% of today's high performers lack critical attributes essential to their success in future roles. 3. Delegating the management of top talent. The general manager or business owner, depending on the size of your company, should at least share in the management of top talent. Middle managers or supervisors may see talent as being only as good as their last project, or they may tend toward not sharing or promoting top talent as they don't wish to go through the pains of acquiring new talent. 4. Failing to include high performers in company strategies. Keep high performers informed. They can sense the state of the organization anyway. You delivering the real facts is far better than the grapevine rumors. In addition, high potentials may be able to contribute ideas and solutions. 5. Neglecting to look inside the organization during growth. When a company reaches the next stage of growth, owners may rush outside the organization trying to find and land fresh blood, new faces, and highly skilled talent. Finding talent outside your organization can involve a maze of logistics, expensive advertising, as well as wasted time, money, and energy. Unfortunately, many companies take this route, but it doesn't have to be that way. Some of you may avoid this messy maze by only hiring people by word of mouth. In other words, an employee comes to you when you have a position to fill and says something like, "My cousin Vinny knows this guy who is good at fill in the blank." That may and can be a strategy for finding and tapping into talent from outside your business, but flawless it isn't. Furthermore, you may already have just the talent you need right under your nose within your current team. Just being familiar with the talent in your organization doesn't guarantee that you know when and how to use that talent. And that takes us back to the two truths and lie exercise. The sad truth is that people who do work together for years often know very little about each other. This can include the business owner being unaware of the talent right in their own organization. Let's look at an example. Betty is a trusted employee and was hired 7 years ago to work in your call center. But Betty has a dream. She loves working with numbers and is, in fact, always doodling around with numbers for the call center. Maybe you haven't taken a big notice of this, nor did you realize that in the time Betty has been working for you, she went back to school and obtained an accounting degree. She would like to have a job in that arena, but hasn't had the time to look because she works for you 8 hours a day, has 2 kids, is a single parent, and her self-esteem is not all that high. Because Betty is probably what we call a high C behavioral style, as most numbers people are, She is loyal to you and your company. In addition, after 7 years, Betty knows your company probably far better than your current accountant. To continue this scenario, let's say you are really not all that crazy about your current accountant. But thinking about the scenario we cited earlier, it is just too much trouble to find a new one. And hey, neither one of you have gone to jail yet. So you maintain the status quo, and Betty plugs away in the call center, putting her dreams on hold while you have haunting worries about whether or not your accountant is doing the best job for you and your money. So we've talked about how to set up a talent management system and mistakes to avoid. Now let's look at how we can find homegrown talent. If finding these team members seems like a tall order, here are some tips to make the job easier. First, one way is through surveys. Just have your team members complete a survey of what their interests are and what their knowledge, skills, and attributes are. Secondly, this type of data can also be gathered during the review process. A review session shouldn't just be regulated to what an employee is doing right or wrong. While these two ideas can work and they are certainly low cost, the problem is that people don't always know what talents they have. More importantly, they don't realize how their talents could be applied in an organization. Or they may be like our friend Betty and fear they might come off as bragging, and so they hold back or don't recognize opportunities for using their talents. And if we're honest with ourselves, we're not experts, and often we don't know what attributes are required for a job to operate it at its optimal level. Remember our Letting the Job Talk segment? A better method is to, again, use an assessment system. Anytime you use assessments, be sure to use assessments that are valid, reliable, and scientifically based. In addition, if you are working with someone who supplies these assessments, make sure that the individual is certified to interpret the resulting data. Here are some examples of how assessments can work to help you in identifying your current talent. Looking back at benchmarking, assessments allow you to identify the skills a job requires. For example, let's say you're looking for a customer service manager. So pause the CD and just quickly jot down 5 or 6 talents and attributes a customer service manager needs. Got them? Okay, let's see what assessments reveal about what is needed for a customer service manager position in terms of talents, attributes and competencies, values and behaviors. Competencies needed are diplomacy and tact, self-management, interpersonal skills, personal accountability, teamwork, customer focus, and results orientation. Values: a person who is driven by opportunities to learn, acquire knowledge, and the discovery of truth. They need to be a person who is driven by practical results, maximizing both efficiency and returns for their investments of time, talent, energy, and resources. And they need to be a person who is driven by traditional approaches and proven methods. Behaviors required are people who enjoy frequent interaction with others, a person who is customer-oriented, and they need to be versatile. How many did you come up with? Were there any surprises? Do you know anyone currently in your organization who might have these skills and attributes? Assessments even produce actual scores that allow you to compare candidates both inside and outside the organization. Another example where assessments can help is, let's say you want to build a team or a special task force to seek out future trends. You want them to do research, collect the data, and present it to the executive team or the board. What talents and attributes will these team members require for this type of task? Go ahead, pause the CD, and write those down. Here are a few ideas of the type of people you would want to select. Forward-looking and future-oriented people. People who want to be part of meetings on future planning. People who want to be part of a team exploring future investments for the organization. Team members who are futuristic thinkers. How many of those did you think of? Those aren't exactly attributes that might automatically roll off the tongue of employees in a survey or during an interview. Okay, here's another example. Let's say you want to conduct research for a project that requires a high degree of accuracy and follow strict protocols. Stop the CD and go ahead and jot down the attributes you think might be needed. Okay, You will need talent who ensures that all data is accurate and compliant with external and internal standards in order to protect the organization, make accurate decisions, use a precise analytical approach to work tasks, follow policies and procedures, are orderly and systematic, comply to high standards, and who have a high sense of ROI. I'm sure you got some of these. Now, who in your organization do you think might fit such a role? Our friend Betty might fit this role perfectly. And being selected for this project will raise her self-esteem, help her feel valued, and she will become better engaged. Okay, just one more example. Maybe you're a business owner who is trying to promote your unique brand or a new product. You want to get the word out, and there are many ways to do this. But one of the best ways to achieve results is through public speaking. To leverage the audiences you wish to reach, you can create an in-house speakers bureau. So, find the people in your organization who want to positively promote the image of the organization, those that have good presentation skills, and who are persuasive. This technique will also work well if you partner with a nonprofit that relies on donations and wants to connect more with the business community for support and volunteers. According to Skills Survey, for a smaller company, candidates need a special mix of entrepreneurial competencies and spirit to help your business grow. Without the ability to see if a candidate has these necessary behaviors, you're practically flying blind. This is where technology to leverage assessments can help lead your company to success in identifying both outside and in-house talent, and then strategically using that talent for your organizational goals. Using assessments allows you to extract data and create a database of talent, skills, attributes, and interests. Now you have a more accurate picture of talent that you have on hand, what you need to spend on resources you need to acquire, or what type of talent you might need in the future. This data will allow you to plan better, more timely training programs and venues, and help with strategic planning. To see an example of such a report, you can go to my website and click on Sample Talent Team Tracking Report. This type of data is easily managed, and it can also come in useful for many important organizational business goals such as change management. Tapping into the talent of your teams allows you to build a plan around their capabilities to enhance your bottom line, improve employee engagement, increase productivity, and improve customer satisfaction. So, we've looked at why identifying in-house talent is important, how to set up a talent management plan, mistakes to avoid when setting up that plan, and how to make identifying talent you already have easier. I'm Diane Bogino, President of Performance Strategies. It's been my pleasure to bring this program to you, and thank you for listening.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.